ברכת אלוקי הנשמה. The bracha that we say in the morning, Elokai Neshama, we praise Hashem, thank Hashem for giving us back the Neshama after we woke up in the morning, after we slept. Does not start with the word Baruch, it starts with Elokai Neshama. Of course, it's Birkat HaHodaah. Blessings of a thanks. Do not start with Baruch. There's an Inyan, according to the Kabbalah, to say Elokai Neshama right after the bracha of Asher Yatzah. Just make them together, one after the other. First Asher Yatzah, right afterwards Elokai Neshama. Also brought down the Shulchan Aruch, the Inyan like that. But if a person did not use the bathroom, right, the restroom, of course you cannot say Asher Yatzah. It's not because you have to put them together, you know, I'm going to say Asher Yatzah for no reason. Asher Yatzah you say only if you use the bathroom. If you didn't use the restroom, then you just say Elokai Neshama. There's an Inyan, when you say Elokai Neshama, you say Elokai Neshama Shenatata Bi. My God, the soul that you gave me, that you put in me. And not to say Elokai Neshama. My God is the soul, but it's not. Okay. Pause to say Elokai, my God, Neshama Shenatata Bi, Tehorai. Neshama you gave me is pure. We say in the Elokai Neshama also, ulachazira bilati davo, that you're gonna put it back to me in the future. We're talking, you have to have a mind for the next time I sleep. He'll also put it back to me. Okay, so there's another bracha that we say in Birkot Hashachar, Anoten Asichli Bina, right? We say in the brachot, Oh Hashem, Mekem Vechalam, Anoten Asichli Bina, Lavchim Benyom Benaylai. He gave, what does that mean? He gave the Sichli is the rooster, he gave him Bina, he gave him wisdom to know the difference. If it's in the middle of the day or the middle of the night, he knows the difference. There's other reasons of what this means, this bracha, but in general, that's what it means. Yeah, and even if you don't have a rooster waking you up in the middle of the night, and even if your chas shalom person is deaf, he cannot hear, he still makes this bracha, because we make the bracha not on your rooster which wakes you up in the morning. Rather, in general, that roosters know the difference between day and night.
Also refers to the person's heart, so it's usually good and bad.
I didn't say it's very good.
What if a siren wakes you up?
What?
What if a siren wakes you up?
So you turn over and go to sleep. What about it? The siren wakes
you up. What if a siren goes up? Let's say there's a missile attack.
An alarm clock. Why is it? An alarm clock.
Same thing?
What?
Is the siren in one form?
No, you don't make a bracha on the
alarm. The alarm is an electronic rooster.
Yeah. So, there's also another bracha, Pokeach Ivrim. Right? He opens the eyes of the blind ones. Even someone who's blind says this bracha.
The brachas, they were set by the order of the siddur, the content, that's set by rabbis, right? Or is that given?
Yeah, it's by Sheikh Nesta Gola.
But it's so it can't ever be altered.
There's a machlok between the Kabbalah, point of the Kabbalah and the Pashtanim. What's the order? Right now, we're saying here, he explains the order. Explains the brachas in the order of the order that according to the Kabbalah, at first you say Anotena Sichli Bina, and afterwards you say Pokeach Ivrim. This is the order that for the Kabbalah. But in the regular Siddurim, it's not written this way. Ashkenazi Siddurim, most of them. According to Kabbalah, you have to adapt it this way to say it.
So, no one can change it or alter it. or it takes a Sanhedrin to reconvene and do that?
I don't know. Yeah. The third, in the order of the, so all this Father Siddurim, it goes according to what we're saying right now. First bracha is, first of all, you have to say Elokai Neshama before you say these brachas. Goes before. First Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama. Netilat Hedayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama. And then, Natena Sechvi Bina, he gives the rooster wisdom. And then afterwards, the bracha of Pokeach Ivrim opens the eyes of the blind ones. And the third bracha is Matir Asurim. He opens those which are closed when you're sleeping. Can't go anywhere. Okay? So you make a bracha, and in the morning you get up and you can move. Huh? Afterwards, zoket kefufim. Afterwards, because when you're sleeping, you're bent over. Or not. When people sleep bent over. And then when you get up, you can move, you can do whatever you want. And even if you cannot stand up, and you cannot move, or you're in jail, or whatever, you still make these brachas, because you're not saying it specifically only on yourself. In general, you're saying the brachas. Nice story. As a bracha, you say, Baruch Ata Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu, she'asa li kol tzorki, that he did to me all my needs, and you have to have in mind, he gave me shoes. Okay? Shoes. So I heard once, there's a big secret why it's after this. I heard once a story that someone saw a bizush of Anapoli making a bracha, saying this bracha. He was very, very poor, Rabbi Zusha. He didn't even have shoes. So he told me, he laughed at him, he said, what are you saying this bracha? You don't even have shoes. So he told him, I'll tell you what this bracha really means. He says, a shirt, or pants, or any other garment, or a kova, a hat, it doesn't have to be exactly my size. I can wear a shirt someone else's size also, it's more or less. Right? But shoes, you have to try them on. You have to see how it fits you. If you like it, if it feels comfortable, then each leg is different. Right? So just like, that's why this bracha, they did me all my needs, is dafka for shoes. Just like shoes are precisely what I need for my foot, so too everything in my life, all my needs is precisely what I have. That's why dafka shasa gatoki is dafka for shoes.
Precisely what you have. That
means like, yeah. What I have is what I need.
Exactly,
yeah.
What if you don't have good health?
Or
need good health?
It's exactly what you need in order to serve Hashem right now. And you can daven to be healthy. Right now, that's what you need precisely. Maybe that brings you to pray. Maybe that brings you to awaken a little bit to see you.
Total, absolute, and we know.
Okay.
My wife says, she says that.
That what?
She says that. Yeah. We have exactly what we need right now.
Right now. So you could doubt it. Right. You could doubt it for the future. Right? Yeah. Now, times that we don't wear shoes, for example, Avel, not an Avel, Avel says the bracha. But in Tisha B'Av, when all of Am Yisrael are mourning and the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, and about the girls and everything. So then, we don't see the bracha of Shastali Kol Tzorki. We don't see it also after Tisha B'Av, only the day after, not at night. Some Siddurim used to have a blessing, Baruch Ata Hashem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sha'asani Yehudi, that made me a Jew. But really, it's a mistake. So how come some Siddurim was printed? Because they were scared from the goyim, and it says, I think Hashem, I'm not a goy. They were scared that the goyim, they knew also how to read Hebrew, and they were scared that they're going to have problems with them. That's why they wrote that. But really, the bracha is that he did not make me a goy. He says here that a gel, a person who's a convert, he blesses Shalos Anigoy Bli Shem Malchut, without Hashem's name. Baruch Shalos Anigoy, just like that. Unless, of course, he's a son of a Gerim, of course, his parents are Gerim, his mother's Georit, and he was born as a Jewish person, of course he makes the regular bracha, just like everyone else. When someone blesses the Shira Sani Isha, Hashem now make me a woman, has to have in mind, they make me a woman which is exempt from a lot of mitzvahs, rather a man which I'm obligated to do mitzvahs more. That's what he has to thank Hashem for. I praise Hashem that I'm not a woman which is exempt from a lot of mitzvahs, rather I'm a man who's obligated with a lot of mitzvahs. There's another bracha that women say, Sha'asani kirtzono, according to Sfaradim. Okay? We say it with this bracha without Hashem's name, Baruch Sha'asani kirtzono. But, according to Ashkenazim, a woman makes this bracha with Hashem's name, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Echadam, Sha'asani kirtzono, and made me like his will, just like we want, he wanted to make me. And by, when she says, Shulasani goy, she doesn't say Shulasani goy, she says Shulasani goya. Shulasani shifcha. Shifcha is a female maidservant. Right? A maidservant. Right? A man says Shulasani eved, a woman says Shulasani shifcha. A man says Shulasani goy, a woman says Shulasani goya. A man says Shulasani isha, a woman says Shulasani kirtzono, meaning like his will. Sephardim don't say that with Hashem's name, that bracha. Ashkenazim say it with Hashem's name. Even if a person did not sleep all night, he still says the bracha of Hama'avir Chevlei Shenai. He removes the ropes of sleep, I don't know. The ropes of sleep from my eyes. Why? Because it's not that he dafka now from my eyes. That he does it in general, that's what he does, Hashem. Okay? For a person, he sees that he's going to say, I'm Avir Chevlei Shena, that Hashem removes this sleep from my eyes, and he sees that he's dozing off because I'm Avir. So don't, he just sees that he cannot say the bracha straight, so don't say it yet. Wait till. Wait till you're completely awake, and then you can make the bracha. Now, when we say I'm Avir Chevlei Shena, when Hashem removes, we say Baruch Hashem Avir Chevlei Shena. Again, and then we continue V'hi Ratzon with a vav V'hi Ratzon. So it's not the end of the bracha I'm Avir Chevlei Shena. It has two Baruch Hashem because it's a long bracha that begins Baruch Hashem Elokim Echadam. I'm Avir Chevlei Shena Meinai. He removes the sleep from my eyes, right? To my papai. And then V'hi Ratzon, a whole long bracha, and at the end, Baruch Ata Hashem, Agomer Chasadim Tovim Amo Yisrael. So you answer Amen only after the second time you say Baruch Ata Hashem. So if you're listening to someone saying the brachas and you're answering Amen, you don't answer Amen after the first time you say Baruch Ata Hashem, rather only after the second time you say Baruch Ata Hashem, Agomer Chasadim Tovim Amo Yisrael, which he does kind actions for Am Yisrael. Can we? Yeah. After we say this bracha, it says that it says in the Ben Ishchai writes in Od Yosef Chai, he writes over there that it's a special time, the Shat Ratzon. That's why right afterwards in the Elder Sidurim is a special blessing over there, right? That we say Yotzom Mifanecha Hashem Elokai V'Kei Avotai, that you should save me every single day from Malshinut, from slander. Slander that people talk about me.
What's the word? Slander?
Yeah, slander. Medu Cheker, people will testify false against me. Misinat Aluyus, from hatred of the creatures. Me'alila, from false.
Testimony.
No, for, like, people talk about the same thing that I did so and so.
Mashunah.
Like Mashunah. Mimita Mashunah, from weird death. Cholayim Raim, from bad illnesses, from bad situations. from the judgment of Gehenna. It's good to say these brachas. Now afterwards, according to the Ari, you say Birkot HaTorah. Birkot HaTorah have three brachot in them. The first one is Baruch Ata Hashem Elkei Melech Olam Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah Sabbat Tzivanu. Now there's two versions. Either you say Al Divrei Torah or La'asok B'Divrei Torah. There's two different ways to say it. Some say La'asok B'Divrei Torah and some say Al Divrei Torah. Doesn't have to do with Ashkenazim and Sfardim. Sfardim, everyone says Al Divrei Torah. Ashkenazim, some say Al Divrei Torah. Like the Ari. Either way is okay. Yeah. Al-Divrei Torah. Yeah. Quintanari. Ashkenazim, some say la'asok b'divrei Torah, to be engaged with the word of Torah. Or, he did not command us to be engaged with the Torah. He commanded us on the word of the Torah in general, to do the Torah. So, afterwards, that's the first bracha. Baruch Ata Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Divrei Torah or La'asok B'Divrei Torah. The second bracha is Ve'arevna, make the Torah sweet in my mouth, in the mouth of my children, the children of my children. Right, and then the bracha ends Baruch Ata Hashem Hamelamed Torah Am Yisrael, which he teaches the Torah to Am Yisrael. And third bracha is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokei Melech Olam. And he chose us from all the nations, and he gave us his Torah, right? Baruch Ata Hashem, which gave us the Torah. So three brachas. The first one, about the Torah itself. The second bracha is Hashem teaches us the Torah, and the third bracha, Hashem gave us the Torah.
How can we say he chose us? Because he offered it to all the other nations, they rejected it, and then we accepted it. Then he said he chose us, so.
No, he chose us from other nations without nothing to do with the Torah. First, he chose us.
He knew that already that we were going to accept it and they weren't going to accept it?
I don't know. Because he knew everything, but I don't know if, like. First, he chose us. From very before, from Avraham Avinu already. And he also gave us the Torah.
From Avraham Avinu, we call it the chosen people?
Yeah, but the. From Avraham Avinu was the
chosen
first.
Chosen to receive the Torah later on.
Chosen to be his people. And also afterwards, we married to receive the Torah. He chose us, took it out of Egypt without the Torah.
Yeah, right.
But we know that he wouldn't have even created the world without giving us the Torah. You know that too.
Yeah. Before I was religious, I had a little trouble with this concept. Chosen people, what do you mean chosen on somebody? You're better than somebody else. You're better than somebody else.
A lot of people are still like that.
I know. So it's not such an easy concept to get to grasp.
But he did. I have a question, for example. If you could go and make a right turn or a left turn, okay? And you chose to do the right turn instead of left turn. Could the right road say, I'm a better road than the left road? Because this person chose to go on the right road? That person decided that that's a better way for him to go right now. Doesn't mean that that road is better than the left road. Yeah? I mean, you can't come and tell the road, you are better, you're not so good. But Hashem said, I prefer that road. I prefer these people over those people. To
and
serve
when
me.
Over there, Israel, Roosevelt said, you know, we can't say that we're better than the other nation. We can say we're better off.
Better off?
You're better off.
What does that mean, you're better off? That's what we have.
Maybe.
Okay. Now, is it. Some say that the first and second bracha of Lirat Torah. It's a suffix if it's one or two, and therefore, the person saying the first bracha If you're saying it in front of people, you should say it quietly. But according to the Kabbalah, and a person can discuss, do this, not a problem, it's three different brachas, and therefore each one answers, you answer amen for each and every one of them. It's three brachas, it's three amens. Now the bracha of Pirkas Torah is a very important Torah, very important bracha to say with a lot of kavana, not just to mumble it out. Why? As we know, it says, when it says that one of the reasons that the second temple was destroyed because they did not bless on the Torah before they learned it. Find this deep reason what that means exactly, but simply means they did not say the blessing of the Torah. They just learned without praising Hashem for giving them the Torah. So, first it's very chashuv to say this bracha. And also, besides that, this bracha is mesugelet, it has power when someone says it with kavana, so that your children will be talmidei chachamim. Rav always said that he read in some book, forgot, he said one shir, that when you say ve'arev, he said it for every child, he says it again, ve'arev na, and he has one name in the head. Ve'arev na, and he has a second kid in his head. Ve'arev na, make it sweet. He says it many, many times. And every time he says it, he has in mind another kid of his. That kid will have sweetness in the Torah, and that kid will have sweetness in the Torah. But I always said once here, you read it from some book. Yeah. When you say this bracha, this covers all the learning you're going to learn from after saying this bracha until after you get up and the next time you sleep at night. Bracha, Birkot HaTorah. So Birkot HaTorah, let's say at 2 a.m. you woke up, you say Birkot HaTorah. Now, this bracha covers all of your learning until you wake up after the next time you sleep at night. You said that?
Instead of waking up at 12 o'clock in the night, study 2 hours and then go to sleep again.
No, if you slept beforehand, okay, when right. You woke up, you have to make the bracha HaTorah.
If you slept before midnight and wake after midnight, you have to say it.
Okay.
And if you're up all night, you say it. Or you said, what's it called? Amud HaShachar.
Amud HaShachar. In English, dawn, I don't know.
It's before dawn.
Yeah.
It's a pillar of light.
Why don't we say
before light?
The pillar of light is the Amud HaShachar. Yeah, the enemy is before light. It's right before light.
No, it's about the 3 quarters of an hour before light.
It's the first part, the last part of the night. Yeah. Okay. What? And we're supposed to say Noten HaTorah. He gives us Torah, not Natan HaTorah. He gave us the Torah. Rather, Noten HaTorah in present tense. Because every second that person learns, Hashem is giving you chidushim and all kinds of new things. Torah is always fresh and new. Because the inyan, after you say the Torah, immediately after you say the blessings of the Torah, immediately to learn. That's why to learn a little bit of Torah, a little bit of psukim, a little bit of mishnayos, a little bit of gemara. So what do? We say the psukim of Birkas Kohanim, right after Birkas Torah, and afterwards we say a Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim She'en Lahem Shiur, these are things that have no measurement, the Peah, if someone does Peah in his field, we say that Mishnah, and afterwards it's like also, it's a Mishnah and a Brisa.
No maximum,
and it's no maximum, no, it's also a Brisa over there, Kitzum. Now, if someone, he didn't sleep all night. He didn't sleep all night. Ezra, your hat is getting destroyed over there. Kova shelo ne'eras shem. He can't, if a person didn't sleep all night and he slept during the day. Shavuos, he was up all night and then he went to sleep during the day. Right? In the morning he went to sleep for a few hours. When he wakes up, he can say Birkot HaTorah without Hashem's name. Doesn't, can't say Hashem's name. Now, if we know there's a halacha, you're not allowed to learn Divrei Torah before saying Birkot HaTorah. You're not learning Birkot HaTorah. But, let's say, you didn't say yet Birkot HaTorah, and someone comes over to you and he has now a question. You know the halacha. He asks you, oh, what happened? I didn't wash my hands yet. Do I have to wash again? I'm not sure. I went to there. And you know the halacha. You're allowed to answer. If it's practical for now, he needs the halacha now. You're allowed to answer the halacha even without you saying Birkot HaTorah yet. But otherwise, you don't say any psukim and nothing before saying Birkot HaTorah. What about writing Divrei Torah? Akotel Divrei Torah, Papi Sheino Koreh. Someone writes Divrei Torah, even though he's not pronouncing it out in his mouth, nevertheless, he still has to do Birkot HaTorah before writing Divrei Torah. Obviously, a person who's a sofer and he's writing the words of Torah, Allah is that he's supposed to say out of your mouth when you're writing, so you won't get confused. You write Shema, you say Shema. And I used to also say Shema Shin, Mem. Ayin, I see the letters that I write. I don't miss out the letters, because if you miss out a letter in the mezuzah and tefillin, you could say bye bye for many hours that you wrote and for a lot of effort that you put into it. So I still even say, I used to even pronounce, I say the word and pronounce the letters. Good advice for tefillin.
Sticky stuff. Very, very precise.
You know, once I was going to write tefillin, I took the parchment. And I wrote the first letter. And then I said, oi, I wrote the first letter. Vav, nachon? What's the first letter? Vav. No, the first letter is... Vayak Evecha, yeah, Vav.
It's all Befilin.
Yeah, Befilin. Vav is the first letter. I wrote the Vav and I forgot... I didn't say L'shem Kedushat Tefillin. If you did not say L'shem Kedushat Tefillin, let's say you wrote Vav, and only then you said L'shem Kedushat Tefillin, and everything was, you went to the mikvah, every Shem Hashem, everything was 100%,
it's
filling with Gneza. You have to say, every letter has to be under the impression of your words that you said before, L'shem Kedushat Tefillin. So I wrote the Vav, and oh, I forgot, so I cut it off. You can cut it off, there's plenty of parchment. I wrote another Vav, and again I forgot. So I have to cut that one off. And only afterwards I remembered.
You cut the Vav?
Yeah.
You don't have to cut the parchment?
No, so it was right at the end, so don't mention
it. You said, Mochek Chalik Vav.
Yeah, it's just one letter, don't mention it. I wrote a lot of the tefillin. I remember those tefillin, I don't know what happened, why I shouldn't do this. Then I ate an apple far away. I move when I'm eating, especially an apple is wet. I go far away from my table.
Oh.
I go back far away. I ate the apple, and one little drop when it hit a yud. If it hit a hey, nothing would happen. If it hit any other letter, nothing would have happened. But it hit a yud, and the yud was destroyed, and all the posture that I wrote.
Well, there's a story, there's an incident that happened a number of years ago in Bnei Brak. A litvak avreich said all kinds of troubles. And he's telling his friends, he said this and that, or what? I guess there's Rav and this. Nothing seems to hurt them. So one of his friends says, write a letter to the Lubavitcher. Lubavitcher, I'm a litvak. Why does he care? Stupid thing. He cares about every Jew. He's like, you have two beeps of your Litvak. He's a Jew was important. So he wrote a letter. And the Lubavitcher wrote back, have your tefillin checked by an expert.
Magia. Yeah, I read this. No.
Okay. So he takes it to Magia. He says, it's fine. It's written great. Good letters and all. So he sends back a letter.
It's fine.
Magia checked it. It's fine. And the answer is, I told you, an expert, Magia. Okay, so he goes to So he goes to Nava, to one of the most important Magim in Bnei Bar. He says, I don't see anything wrong with it. What did he tell him? So let's go to Rav Ozner. Rav Ozner looks at it, he says, so he asks for a magnifying glass with a flashlight in it. You know, they have these other lights in it.
Yeah.
He looks and looks. He says, bring me the Sofer. You know where this? Bring the Sofer. He says, private Sofer. I says, go ahead. And after a little, I said, Gniza. So they asked, what happened? He says, they asked us, Sofer, what do you normally write? And so Sofer normally writes Sifrei Torah, and not Mizot and not Filin. He says, you only write Sofer, how did you write this? Do I write a Sifrei Torah? You write everything, you skip the Shem Hashem, go to Mizot, come back, fill in Shem Hashem.
And it's filling
the room. How did you know that there was something wrong with it? Because the letters of Shem Shim had a reflected light, had a light glowing from them that the other letters didn't have. And because they were written with Tevilah and Elvis word.
Spiritually.
Yeah.
It's so someone like you have to explain it, because Tefillin and Mezuzot have to be in order.
Yeah.
You can't miss the Shem Hashem and then go to the mikvah and write them in. They have to be in order. Write them in order. Each word, word after word.
In the
Torah, you're allowed to do that. You'll do that.
In the Zvalot Tefillin, you can't. And he wasn't used to that. And he forgot the halacha. So Rav Ozner saw with his eyes, and Rav Ozner saw it from 10,000 kilometers away that something's wrong that you can't, that the average Magia won't find.
Yeah. Now, if you did not say it because of the Torah, you went to shul, and there's already minyanin going on, and people saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, you're allowed to answer all that. Because not learning Torah, you're answering Zohar Shabbat Kedusha, you're allowed to answer before saying the blessings of the Torah, but don't learn, only not to learn before saying the blessing. Women also say because of Torah, how come? Even if not obligated to learn Torah, but they are obligated to learn Torah, what are they obligated to learn? All the halachas would have to do with her. A woman has to know the kashrus, a woman has to know mikveh, a woman has to know ichotara, a woman has to know many things, Shabbat, many, many things a woman has to know, even though she doesn't have to know all the halachas that you have to know. There's plenty of halachas that a woman has to know.
Most women know more about Torah Mishpacha.
Yeah, than the men, right? They need to know more than the men. Mm-hmm. They have a lot more things to do than us. If a person is not sure if he said the Birkat Torah or not, so he doesn't say it. Rather, when he says Ahavat Olam before the bracha, the blessing before Kriyat Shema, he has in mind to be Yotze of Birkas HaTorah. Okay.
If you're not concentrating, and you know you're not concentrating, can you say it over again?
No. If you said the words, you're Yotze. Not the best blessings. But if you said the words, you're Yotze. Okay. He says a nice custom that a bachur, when he becomes bar mitzvah, that night, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he should say the bracha satera without Hashem's name, because you don't say at night with Hashem's name. Right? Say the bracha without Hashem's name. Why? Because till now, he wasn't obligated to keep the Torah according to the Torah, only midrabanan. Now he gets obligated, so now he is to make the bracha the blessings of the Torah. So, okay, now, whoever's up all night. You want to know the laws that are up all night, up half a night, all that. Very important laws. I always get confused. Now I'm just going to read in and we're going to be'achad learn this. Mi shnishar er. Someone who stayed up. Ve'atid li shar er kol alay. Like going by the Shavuot, the Roshana Rabbah, or Shastim Kredor Dome. Someone who stayed up, for example, Shavuot, or Roshana Rabbah, or in the night that he's decided learning all night, I don't know, the Tikkun Karet, the Shishi, whatever. And he's planning on staying up all night, or let's say he was busy, he's working on something, and he was busy all night. After Chatzot of the night, He makes Birkot HaShachar from Elokai Neshama. Zara Shayatza. From Elokai Neshama until HaGomer Chassidim Tovim. Okay? After Chatzot. Only after Chatzot he can. From after Chatzot he can do it. כן? He doesn't say Anet Yadayim, he doesn't say אשר יצא. ולא יברך בחצות הלילה, או בכל התורה, אלא בכל התורה. אני אומר עמוד השחר, יתראה, דבי ברכה, יברך את בכל התורה, אני צריך גם לברך אשר יצא. And then in the morning, and not in no ברכות התורה either. ברכות התורה, he would say only in the morning, after עמוד השחר, after עלות השחר, he should go to the bathroom if he can, he washes his hands, and he doesn't say Anet Yadayim. He only says Asher Yatza and Birkot HaTorah. Should I repeat that again? If someone is staying up all night, you didn't sleep that night. The Marvin is up all night. So then, before Chatzot of the night, he has to say Kriyat Shema. Even though he said the Marvin, he says Kriyat Shema 3:03. After Chatzot, he could stay all Birkot HaShachar from Elokai Neshama until after the blessing that he removes sleeps from our eyes. And at Amud HaShachar, if you go to the bathroom, it's the best. Wash his hands. Doesn't say Anet Yadayim, he just says Asher Yatza and Birkot HaTorah after Alot HaShachar. According to the Mishnah Berurah, and that's why I was wondering, people told me, no, don't say Anet Yadayim. And the Mishnah Berurah passed to say Anet Yadayim.
Say what?
Anet Yadayim. If you went to the bathroom, to say Anet Yadayim. Even if he didn't sleep all night. But someone who was up until after midnight and then he wants to sleep, then he doesn't say Birkot HaShachar after Chatzot because he's planning on going to sleep. Only in the morning when he gets up, he'll say Birkot HaShachar and make all the brachas, of course.
Can you leave your tefillah?
It's a problem. You're allowed to, but you might fall asleep with them and then you're a problem.
And if you don't fall asleep?
It says in Halacha not to put on tefillin at night. And if someone's wearing tefillin during the day, he doesn't have to rush, right, when night comes in to take off the tefillin. A lot of you with tefillin at night if you put them on already during the day. But usually a person will fall asleep at night. He dozes off. And I still even doze off with tefillin at all. So it's a good advice to take them off. Now, if someone slept before Chatzot and he woke up after Chatzot, then he could say all the brachas already then when he wakes up. He could say Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah, Anet Yadayim, Asher Yatza, everything. Regular, like he woke up in the morning. If he's planning on staying up. What?
To say Pachot.
From Chatzot. If he slept before and he woke up now after Chatzot to be up, so after Chatzot, then he gets.
Until Shachar, isn't that how you make the Pachot?
What?
Until from this time you can make the Pachot?
From Chatzot. From Chatzot.
Alot Shachar.
Not from Alot HaShachar. If he was up all night, so then certain brachot he makes from Alot HaShachar.
Let's say, I get up at 3, let's say it's Sunday. So I can, when I get up at 3 o'clock, I can make all the brachot.
All the brachot. Of course. Because of the way you have to make, because you're not going to be able to learn.
I wasn't up about the Kachachar.
All the brachot. Yeah. All the
brachot. When I was about the Tanikot.
What?
About the Tanikot, the first brachot. The first bracha.
No, Tanagol.
Middle in the night.
Okay, from Chatzot. Someone, it's winter time. He went to sleep at 6 o'clock in the evening. And he woke up at 10, slept for 4 hours, and he's up now. He says two brachot. Anet Yadayim, because he washes his hand. And Birkot HaTorah, the blessing of the Torah. All the other brachot, he would say after Chatzot. If he woke up right before Chatzot, so wait a few minutes, wait 20 minutes, wait 10 minutes until after Chatzot, and then say all the brachot. That's the halachot of the Kot HaShachar. And Dar Hashem, on Yom Chamishi, we're going to learn Bezrat Hashem, halachot of Tzitzit. Tzitzit. I love Tzitzit.
You want to listen
to
a nice story?
You want to tell me a nice story? Yes, I want to hear.
Tonight I was dreaming about snake. A dangerous snake.
Were you dreaming?
In my dream.
Yeah.
And after I was walking in the forest. So my old job in Germany. Actually.
In the dream?
In the dream. First met a dangerous snake and so. And then 15 minutes ago I get a phone call from one garden in Romania. They call me, I have to come to cut the grass. Because there's a snake. The connection. Because when you dream, in the dream, it's about the dangerous snake. The Gemara told is about Panasa.
Yeah. Ah.
So I get a phone call today from Gal in Romania. They have the grass very high, and they saw a snake. Well, so they're quite afraid now about it because of shipments. So they asked the Rav.
You let it
happen. You can, because of danger.
No, you see, you already have Shefa. You should always have a lot of Shefa.